Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray that if you'll stay tuned today, I know God will bless you and encourage you. But first, I want to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, the sweet, sweet name of Jesus, the name that's above every name, oh, the name where every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, what a Savior we serve. Thank you for Jesus. Lord, I pray for those that are not born again. Give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. And God the Father, help them to see the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. They must receive Jesus. And let them know that it's because of the precious blood that he shed on Calvary that it's the only way they can have forgiveness of sins to be taken away, never to be brought up against them ever again. In Jesus' name, Lord, help them to know they must be born again. Amen. In this series of broadcasts, I've been talking about the different ones that I've met over the last 40 years of traveling, of trucking for Jesus. Years ago, my husband went home to be with the Lord. I'm still carrying on, still looking forward to the day that I see him once again. I know the circle will not be unbroken. That's a hope and encouragement to me, and I know a lot of you that are, I'm talking to you. But I want to tell you about a lady, my husband, and I met her and her husband many years ago in a place called Beard, Texas. And every time I think about her, I think about this scripture. It says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, it says, "Lay not up for yourself treasure upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, neither moth nor rust nor corrupt, and where thieves do not break through. For where your treasure is, there your heart be also." And when I think about this woman, Sister Walters, who lived in Beard, Texas, the first time we ever met them, we went there early in the morning on our route. Her daughter wanted us to go by and talk to her mom and daddy about getting saved. And when we got to that house, I tell you, children, that house was, oh my, it left a lot to be desired. It was almost overwhelming. But when we went in, we met the sweetest people. The house was full, even early in the morning, just full of people that they had got to come over. We preached early in the morning and played our banjo and guitar and sang, and just about everybody in that room got saved. And Mr. and Miss Walters gave their heart to the Lord that day. And you know, it was amazing to see the change in their life. And every month after that, I would always get a letter from Sister Walters. And in that letter, she would write me the most encouraging words. And with every letter, she would put in it a dollar. Now, let me tell you, that dollar that Mrs. Walters sent was like the widow's mite. That dollar was a whole lot to her and her husband. That was a great sacrifice to her. She gave it not as unto us, but for the cause of Christ. She realized she was laying up treasure in heaven. And her heart was there. And until the day God took that sweet woman home to be with him, she helped and supported and prayed for us and sent encouragement. I think about that lady that loved the Lord so much, that took her time to sit down every month and pen me a letter and tell me that she was praying for us and she loved us and still appreciated us coming by to see her, and how she still loved Jesus. And when I would open it up, there would be her dollar offering to help us keep on trucking for Jesus. The Bible says that a little that a righteous has is more than the riches of many wicked. Many wicked. And that offering that she sent was a great treasure. And God took that dollar, and I know he made it like the five loaves and the two small fish to feed many. You see, God knew her heart. She changed my life. I went there and my husband went there to encourage them, but they encouraged us. Today I want to know, what are you doing for Jesus? What are you doing? Can you encourage somebody? Can you write somebody a note? Can you call somebody on the phone? Can you slip a little piece of money in an envelope and give it to somebody to help for the cause of Christ? Can you do that? Can you make a difference in somebody's life? I can answer that for you. Yes, you can. But above all, you can pray for them, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man and a righteous woman availeth much. Thank you for listening.